for me growing up, I don't know whether to call it a tool, a resource, an alien. You know, it was a physical presence that was a part of your clique, your crew. That was the radio.
You know, you were just stuck to your radio dial with two fingers on buttons. Pause, record.
You're flipping through the dial, and it wasn't no digital tuning. It was straight fine-tuning, because you might have overshot your situation. You're like, oh, that's static. All right, we good. Hold up.
You know, you could go to school and talk about, did you hear this new song this weekend? Or did you hear what Red Alert did? Or did you hear what Chuck Chill Out did? You know, you bonded with other people who also kind of were drawn to the music.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Edward Ruschalski in Syracuse, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwalt Simon reports in HudsonValley360.com that the estate of a woman who died last year after falling on Paddock Place filed a lawsuit against the Hudson City School District, City of Hudson, Hudson City Police Department, and the Hudson City School District Board of Education on January 23rd. Deborah Denine Green was found unresponsive and stuck between the bars of a wrought iron fence on January 13, 2023, near the Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School. Green is believed to have fallen, possibly from a medical condition, and become trapped in the iron fence. She died at the scene after emergency workers used a battering ram to bend the bars on the fence to remove her. But the lawsuit alleges that Green's head and neck were negligently removed from the fence and that the school district, city board, and police department were negligent in their responsibility to maintain the sidewalk and fence. Lawyers for the estate, John Morgan and Richard Ricuto, said, and I quote, "We are seeking justice on behalf of our client. A family has lost a beloved mother and grandmother, and they never want to see another person injured by the allegedly dangerous conditions and fence on this elementary school property," end quote. Employees from the Greenport Rescue Squad, Hudson Police, and Hudson Fire Department responded to the incident. Representatives for the school system and the police department did not immediately respond with a comment for this story, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said that he was not allowed to comment on any pending litigation. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup reports that the Catskill School District is getting $1,050,000 to reduce acts of bullying, violence, and hate. The Catskill Central School District is one of 44 school districts in New York getting money through the Stronger Connections Grant Program. Catskill Superintendent of Schools Dr. Dan Wilson was pleased the district won the grant and said, and I quote, I am confident that the Catskill CSD will continue to serve as a model for other districts in fostering safe, healthy, and supportive learning environments, end quote. Catskill was the only district in Greene County to win the funding, while across the Hudson River, Hudson Schools received $1,908,000 in the same grant program. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that on February 2nd, Albany Judge Ann M. Nardassi rejected a challenge to New York State's cannabis licensing program from two California applicants who claimed it unconstitutionally discriminated against out-of-state residents. The judge said the Commerce Clause does not apply to commerce that the federal government considers illegal, such as cannabis. New York State Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "This is an important victory in our efforts to ensure that disproportionately impacted communities are given their fair share in the legal cannabis industry," end quote. New York has rules prioritizing business from within the state and also those with owners impacted by former cannabis policies. Lawsuits, bureaucratic issues, and political grandstanding is to blame for New York's slow rollout of cannabis stores, with only a few open almost 3 years after legalization. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, February 5th. We are 9.8% of the way through the year, and that is taking into account that it is a leap year, and there are 63 days left until the solar eclipse. Plan ahead, it will involve a few hours of driving to get there from here. We'll try to get more tips as it approaches. There are 48 days until the spring equinox. Local early morning temperatures range from 15 degrees in Medusa to 27 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. And it is cold out there, especially near Durham. Moderate winds are not helping. Layer up, you will feel it when heading outside. We get a high of 38 degrees at 1 p.m. thanks to some sunny skies. Don't forget the sunglasses. Overnight, it gets sub-freezing once again, reaching 22 degrees. Winds will play tricks with draft-prone houses. Tomorrow will be sunny again with a high of 38. 22 degrees overnight takes us into a similar but warmer Wednesday with a high of 42. Thursday, the mercury hits 46 and still no precipitation anticipated. Sunset today will be at 5 o'clock p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 o'clock a.m. Keep in mind, those times are adjusted for the mountains that like to steal our sunlight. Looking way up, we see G1 class storms are possible with a passing Hadouken expected. Plasma winds will be slow at 374 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 138. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting. Un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
Here's new music from the Magnetic Fields from their 50-song memoir from 2017. The song is called No from the Magnetic Fields.
Is there a man in heaven looking out for you? Is there a place dead loved ones go? Is there a source of wisdom? Scott says there's flying saucers hiding inside our hollow moon. And then there's Carl the car carrying communists, 'cause revolution's coming soon.
Next, we hear from Lorcan O'Reilly from his 2018 album Heaven Depends. This is the song When the Days Cool Down.
As the days cool down, fire when piled high under tarps tied down, heavy stone in the ground as the days cool down. And in the yard the leaves play around the tables I have made, and the children gather sticks for to build out in days cool down. Mother calls the ravens three, while temptation, doubt, and greed, and with heavy hearts they sing. Hear harmony begin as the days cool down. If I turn, I'll come untied. Says he feels the debt I'm in. Says he'll work me till the end when my days cool down. So I strap my handles down and throw my weight behind the plow. Heaven knows the path is set. See the fields bend. Days cooled down, firewood piled high under tarps tied down, heavy stones in the ground as the days cool down.
Washed away, still wrong, you hope that we're back someday. hustle, make the world lose their faith. And
From the 2022 album Dodging Dues, that was Cassandra from Garcia Peoples. They're based in Ulster County and include Copakes PG6 as well. On the radio at WGXC 90.7 F.
My name is Justin Maiman. This is Ginger Radio Hour. Welcome. You're listening live here on WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM. I'm here in the studio on this about to be very hot day. In the background, you hear an instrumental selection from the new album by Florist, Catskills-based Florist. And this hour, you're going to hear my interview with them that I did a couple weeks ago by Zoom. They were in Palinville, I was in Cairo. And I'm going to interweave into the interview we did this incredible new album they have. Lots of critical raves around it. Pitchfork named it Best New Album, or Best New Music, all the same thing. But I agree, whatever that means. Let me bring this down a little bit. So that was called Bells Part 3. This new album, self-titled, from Florist, has 19 tracks, and it's interspersed with instrumentals. The whole thing was recorded in 2019 on the porch and in the house, in a house in Hudson Valley. The band basically camped together for a month in a house and made this incredible piece of music. I don't want to speak too much about the music because I think it speaks for itself, and we'll play a lot of it today. The album came out on Friday. The label is Double Double Whammy. And Florist, of course, is made up of Emily Sprague, Johnny Baker, Rick Spataro, and Felix Walworth. They just began touring. I think they're now in the Midwest. They opened the tour in New York, and then they're heading out west, and they will be back here in Kingston at Tubby's on August 26th. I'll repeat all of that info later. Again, Florist, a Catskills-based band. They spoke to me from Palinville. I'm going to weave in and out of this interview. I don't think I actually even need to introduce this first part because you're going to hear my voice again. So here we go. Here's Florist.
You've written the definitive soundtrack of the Catskills.
Wow.
Wow.
Full stop.
Yeah, that's a bit of a mic drop.
Thank you.
Damn.
That's pretty huge. Yeah.
So bathe in it. Just enjoy it for a moment.
Wow.
It felt like I was listening to an album that had been made in this place.
Wow. That's perfect. That's amazing. Yeah. It's
great feedback.
How do you do that?
We just made it in this place.
I think.
I think it's like there's a huge essence of all of us that is this place. I mean, we're in Palinville right now. We all grew up in the area. Felix here is pretty connected to the area despite being from the city, and it's kind of like where we all learned like who we are and who we are to each other, and music, like, we learned here.
I mean, we started the band like a mile away from here, more or less, so yeah, just a lot of time and a lot of growth.
Yeah, it's a huge part of who we are and what the band is. And we've also always recorded ourselves like in the area in pretty janky little sheds and cottages and stuff. And I think that's that has always made its way like into the sound. And this was kind of the most, this process was kind of the most fleshed out version of doing that that we've ever done, which I think really made its way into the actual sound files.
Right.
And yeah, just like emotionally, it's all in there. But definitely wasn't an intention to make it the soundtrack to the place, but it makes sense, I guess.
I mean, we were recording like the bulk of the album we were recording in a house together, and we were doing a lot of it on the screened-in porch, doing all different times of day, so you're getting daytime birds and nighttime insects and whatnot. So that is really all accidental, more or less. I mean, I think we go into it knowing that that's something we're okay with, but it was not specifically planned in any way. It was sort of just like that's how it ends up. That's how it sounds once, you know, when you're recording on a porch like that. Yeah. So
I think we're the type of people too who like tend to be open to things being like not perfect sounding in a lot of ways that would otherwise maybe be changed or edited. And for us, it's like important at the end of the day that something captures like a vulnerability or just like a trueness to whatever that is, like recording not with the goal of creating like this like sort of perfected, fully fleshed out final track that's gonna translate perfectly everywhere and be very clean and tidy, but to have something that just like is really capturing time and place and feeling. And that was like I think the biggest factor when we were recording. It was very much about being where we were and who we were with each other.
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite approach to like a typical recording studio, which to me is usually a lot more about like removing variables, like taking oneself like outside, like out of the environment. And, you know, even just the architecture of those spaces is like no windows, like, you know, cloth all over the walls, like the sound is the only thing. And for us, we were just like, well, let's plop all of our, you know, weird old equipment down in this, the most exposed room in the house, and see what we can make here.
Right. Yeah. It seems like that's not that uncommon nowadays for people, but it's, I think it's really just all we've ever done and sort of what we like to do. It's like it's so much. Yeah, it's just like a really, like, it feels good as a process.
Yeah.
So it's just like nature at this point that it's like, oh, we just get to be on a porch and, you know, feel the wind blowing and all these sort of like somewhat kind of obvious things, but it really just feels good.
Yeah.
And when you let your environment and your circumstances lead you, like in your art making practice, I just some like really magical things can happen.
It wasn't a real lake, it was a lake of the imagination. I see a space above me, framed by overhanging trees. If I complete a visual picture, it'll tell me what I need to know. His hair rumpled and stiff with day-old pomade. Upper lake, lower lake, winter lake, hunting lake. Lake in good weather, lake in a storm, lake via a sense other than sight. The ring off my finger. You'll do anything, he said. The boat crashed over a waterfall and came to rest in dry sand. Old moralities emerge when betrayal is involved. Before lake, after lake, drifting, paddling, excursion lake. Lake in good weather, lake in a storm, lake via a sense other than sight. I open the closet door and take down a metal box. Count three neat piles of $1,000 each, then stare into the ring. Its value is zero. It's an expensive nothing. Black lake, blue lake, empty lake, swamp lake. Lake for better or for worse. Lake via a sense other than sight.
That was Old Morality from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and Albany musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly, who also play in the psych band Burnt Hills.
Thank you.
That was Luminous Wind from the 2022 album All Summer Long Is Gone from Louis Bach on alto sax and PG6 from Cope on harp and synth.
Exploring other oceans. What use have we for hell? Anyone can change into a machine. Go your way, black or boy. Dull or very strange into a machine. Come with me. Fox and I, making pictures of tomorrow's sun. Just to prove it. And I, decades later at my DJ night, our conversation takes flight. Kraftwerk and clavichords.
Hudson's Magnetic Fields on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Hudson Catskill, solar-powered community radio, brought to you by many voices from throughout the Hudson Valley.
Did you know Columbia County-based musician Elvis Perkins is the son of actor Anthony Perkins? His mom was Barry Berenson, actress who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Here is what is probably Elvis Perkins' most popular song from his 2007 album Ash Wednesday. This is While You Were Sleeping.
While you were sleeping, your babies grew. The stars shined and the shadows moved. Time flew, the phone rang, there was a silence when the kitchen sang its songs competed like kids for space. We stared for hours in our maker's face. They gave us pics, said go mine the sun and go gold and come back when you're done. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. While you were sleeping, you tossed, you turned, you rolled your eyes as the world burned. The heavens fell, the earth quaked. I thought you must be, but you weren't awake. No, you were dreaming. You ignored the sun. You grew your power garden for your little one. And you found brides for them on Christmas Eve. They hung young Cain from the Adam trees and danced. Uh-oh, uh-oh. While you were sleeping, I tossed and I turned till I closed my eyes. But the future burned through the planet, turned a hair gray as I relived the day. While you were sleeping, the money died. Machines were harmless and the earth sighed. The wind, you swept sound and gravity, brought my love around. The ocean's rose sang about decay, while the witches flew and the mermaids stayed full of dreams. Overslept in keeping with the quiet. Through the walls I crept, I walked on tiptoes, and darkness swirling over all the kitchen in the early morning. I'll never catch up to you who sleeps so sound. My arms are useless, my heart beats too loud. Go to sleep, my mind's too proud to bow. While you were sleeping, the time changed. All your things were rearranged. Your vampire mirrors, face to face, they saw forever. Found you dreaming in black and white, while it rained in all the colors of the night. I watched the TVs, memories, championships vanished to sea. Can it be my So I waited for the riddled sky to be solved again by the sunrise, and I made a death soup for life for my father's ill widowed wife. Did you have that strangest dream before you woke? 'Cause in your gown you had the butterfly stroke. Did it escape you like some half-told joke when you reached for your plume of smoke? Thank you.
as far as every radio tower and every smokestack, every spire under heaven.
Catskill's Brian DeWan with The Day the Day Stood Still on the radio at WGXC. Here is another from Brian DeWan. Breezes are blowing.
Breezes are blowing, blowing dust and ashes. Thank you.
florist up on the mountain in Palinville, Hunter Way, somewhere around there. Some of the florist folks hang out. They have a new album out in 2021 called The Rock, and this song is called Top Down from Florist.